Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're waving bye-bye to debt with Jerry Nemorin from Lend Street.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, we all know that debt, it feels like this, it's like this noose around your neck, like these weights on your ankles that you just can't get rid of, right? And if you're swimming in debt, whether it's student loan debt or credit card debt or some other debt, and it just feels like it is too much for you to handle, you know, there are ways to deal with that debt. And I think the worst way to deal with it is actually just to pretend like it doesn't exist. And I think I see that a lot happening with 20s and early 30-year-olds who just want to pretend like the debt doesn't exist. And so you just don't make the payment. You know, it could be anything from a dentist bill to a credit card bill to your student loan, like you just stop paying. And it creates kind of this frenzy of stress and emotion. And I've had a lot of people tell me, like, I just throw my hands up in the air. I don't even want to deal with it, right? Even when you can afford the debt, sometimes it just gets so overwhelming. And I'm not a fan of debt consolidation. I think there are a lot of slimy companies out there that all they want to do is charge you a humongous interest rate to restructure your debt. And I think they leave you worse off than when you actually started. And, you know, I really think that if you're considering debt consolidation, you really have to look at the company that you're working with for the debt consolidation. And you got to really do some investigation because they are not all alike. Like I said, there's a lot of sharks out there that just really want to take advantage of you. And another thing to consider is if you're consolidating the debt and you end up paying a higher interest rate when you've consolidated the debt, you haven't gotten anywhere, really. You may have moved the money off your credit cards or whatever it may be, but you haven't actually made any progress. And if you haven't actually taken some time to deal with how did I get in the debt? I mean, student loan debt, I get it, right? We got to go to college. We got to get a degree. It is what it is. But other types of debt, how did this happen, right? So if you do debt consolidation, you don't actually fix that problem. You've just like essentially put your finger in all of these different holes, right? To try and like man up the ship. But the issue's going to come creeping back in. And I think, you know, we don't spend enough time like actually talking about that stuff because it's actually, it really is important to figure out what the heck caused this to begin with so that you don't keep doing it, so that you don't do the debt consolidation and then you get right back into the same place, you know? So there's lots of different tricks that you can do when you're thinking about waving bye-bye to the debt. You know, you can use zero interest credit cards if you can get offers, if your credit score is good enough. But a lot of times if you're in some sort of large debt issue, maybe you haven't made all your payments, maybe you're delinquent in your payments, you know, your credit score probably isn't that great and it just doesn't leave a whole lot of options. You can look at companies like SoFi and Prosper and Lending Club, you know, where you could get a personal loan. But again, you got to be really careful with the interest rate. You know, what interest rate are you trading for? What interest rate, right? And are you actually going to be able to make that payment in the time period that they specify? You know, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years? Because again, that's really important. And it's important that you don't get yourself in a position where the payment's super high. And then again, you're just, what I find is like, you just end up right back where you started from. And that's what I want you to not do. I want you to feel empowered by waving bye-bye to the debt and feeling like, you know, you've done something really good. Like maybe whatever choice you've made to get in the debt, who cares? Whatever, that's behind you, right? What's ahead of you, that's what we're really focusing on. So I had the chance to interview Jerry from a really interesting company called LendStreet. Now, I've not used LendStreet and I'm not promoting LendStreet, but I think their concept and more than that, their ethics and moral compass behind creating LendStreet is really exciting to me. You know, I talked to Jerry about his mission to really help Americans get in better financial health because it's so important. And so he's got a really innovative company. It's a fintech startup company that's based up in Northern California that helps people who are in large amount of debt, who have also been delinquent on that debt, restructure that debt, negotiate the debt lower, but really come up with a strategy to not only get rid of the debt, but also offering tools to help you succeed so that you don't get back into the debt, you know? And one of the coolest things that they offer is flexible payments based around your budget. So you're not locked into this, you know, a 3-year payoff period, maybe where you're stretching yourself even to pay off that debt and that time period. So I just think it's a really interesting concept. I love Jerry's heart and mission behind what he's doing. And I think it's just a good listen, whether you're delinquent in your debt or not. It's just a good conversation that I think maybe might help you rethink your thoughts on debt and America's debt crisis.
I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process, helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me, and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide DeleteMe with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. All right, Jerry, thank you so much for joining us on this podcast episode. We're so excited to talk to you.
Likewise, I am excited as well and look forward to it.
Fantastic. Well, I was doing a little reading up on you and on Len Street, and I read an article that talked about kind of your mission to improve America's, you know, overall financial health. And
really the stress that comes from having debt. And I think that's something that we all think is pretty obvious, but it often is a thing that is really overlooked. So if I wondered if you could just start us out by telling us a little bit about kind of your mission and your background and how you came up with Lend Street.
Sure. So, you know, Lend Street effectively is a platform. You know, we're leveraging data to help people who are having debt problems, either delinquent or have too much debt, to restructure their debt. By that, we mean helping them negotiate with creditors so that they can reduce the amount that they owe, but also giving them the funding to pay off their creditor. So we're not only restructuring, but we're also refinancing the debt, which gives the consumer the ability to reduce their debt, reduce their payments, and have, you know, a better path towards financial health.
Sure, absolutely.
Right now we're operating in limited states. We're a startup. We're here in California. But what we've done to date is that we've been able to save consumers on average about 30% of their debt and reduce their payments by 20 to 30%. What we're seeing is that consumers who were delinquent are resolving their debt problems and improving their credit score at the same time. We're seeing consumers who are improving their scores by, you know, 50 points within 6 months, by 60 plus points within 9 months.
Sure.
And so we're really excited about the idea of being able to free up cash for consumers. As we know, income volatility is a real thing. And, you know, a lot of consumers are constrained in terms of cash. So being able to reduce their payments and you know, allows them to have more cash to live their daily lives.
Right, which is everybody's goal, right?
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, how is what you do at Lend Street different than maybe, you know, can the average consumer go out and kind of restructure their debt? Or is this something where they really need help and assistance to be able to do this?
Yeah, you know, it's something that, you know, what we've done is historically there's an industry, debt settlement, that's promoted their ability to negotiate and settle with creditors. But what typically happens is that creditors want a short-term payment plan or a lump sum. So a consumer who has a delinquent account can engage a creditor, negotiate with them, but, you know, they will need to have a short-term, you know, be able to make
sure
the payments on a short-term basis or come up with a lump sum to pay off the bank. So consumers can certainly do this. And you know, quite frankly, we always encourage the consumer to at least attempt to do it first. But what we also understand is that a consumer who's going through financial distress, you know, there's real, you know, financial distress has an impact on our mind that really minimizes our capacity to make decisions and limits our capacity to think, you know, rationally,
right.
Quite
it,
frankly,
like, it paralyzes
in those moments.
A lot of people, right?
It does. It absolutely does. And so, you know, for that reason, you know, what we've done is we've partnered with professionals who can actually go out and negotiate on behalf of the consumer. And then we will fund, you know, that loan to pay off those creditors. And so while consumers can do it themselves and we work with consumers who have done it themselves, because of the nature of the negotiation being, and we want to make sure that we remove all the emotions, you know, in the negotiation, but also remove, the lack of information that a consumer has, right? So we,
sure,
because of the data that we have, we know how much the creditors are willing to settle for. We know when they'll settle and so forth and so forth. And so by creating this program, you know, it's really about reducing the burden on the consumer and figuring out a solution that, you know, actually fits their lifestyle.
So there is actually a science to it, right?
There is definitely a little bit of a science to it. And I think a big part of it too is the ability to have the money to pay it off, right? So,
yep.
And that's the other component of our model, that while you can go out and do the negotiation, but if you can't fund that settlement with the creditor, it becomes, you know, you don't have the same leverage, right?
Sure.
But knowing that you have that money, you know, that's sitting there to pay it off gives you the leverage, gives you the confidence to go out and do the negotiation. And so, yeah, there is definitely a science to it. And there's an art to it. But we realize that to put someone, you know, who is currently experiencing financial distress and asking them to go out and do this on their own, may be asking too much of the consumer. And our vision and our mission is to deliver financial health. And so we sort of look at ourselves as a doctor. You know, let us diagnose the issue. Let us think through how we can help you improve your cash flow, improve your credit, improve your financial situation. And then, you know, let us help you rebuild. And so no doctor will ask you to self-diagnose. No doctor will ask you to prescribe your own medicine. And so
that might be very interesting, right?
So we're trying to take the same approach of, it's not that we know more about you and your lifestyle, right? We need you to help us think through that. We need your data to know what you can afford, to know what makes sense for you. But once we get that, that level of information, that data, then we can prescribe or create a structure or a plan that actually fits your lifestyle and gets you back to financial health.
Interesting. And, anytime, especially for a millennial, maybe somebody in their 20s or 30s, that has debt. Any level of debt is kind of a freak out moment. But what is your, kind of ideal client situation look like? Is there an amount of debt that is delinquent that it's kind of the right time to contact you?
Yeah, so we tend to deal with consumers who are already delinquent, but also consumers, we are seeing more customers who are being proactive and coming in and saying, hey, I have a ton of debt, and right now it's really eating away at my cash flow, and it's really putting me in a real bind. How can you help me? Right. So while the negotiation process normally take a few months, a couple of months, because you have to engage the creditor, you have to actually show the hardship, and you actually have to show that the consumer, clearly the consumer, the consumer who's coming to us clearly wants to make good on their debt, right? So we're looking for consumers who've historically been good payers. So when we think about demographic, these are people who want to pay their debt, have experienced a shock, have either delinquent debt or have way too much debt now that their monthly payments are making it impossible for them to live without the financial stress. And we can document that hardship. We can document the situation, and we can then make a case for them with their creditors why they ought to make, ought to give them a relief. So in terms of profile, we primarily settle unsecured and credit card debt. So it could be an installment loan. It could be a credit card debt, or a student loan. In some cases, mostly the private student loans. So we're able to negotiate with those creditors to get that person the relief and reduce their payments.
Yeah, and this is, this is a better approach, right, than just, I know a lot of people are like, oh, I won't pay that bill, and I'll just let it go on and on and on, and I think people don't always understand the ramification later on, especially if you're young, of what that might have over your financial decisions that you can make.
Absolutely. And this is, going back to your point about when you're in that moment of financial stress, you can't think about solutions. You're not thinking about solutions, right? There's a concept of what they call ostriching. Right. When you're in that moment, you just want to put your head down and you hope everything just blows by. But that is not often the case. Right. When you owe a creditor, likely that creditor, certainly you'll get collection calls. Right. That's the minimum, which can be overwhelming and stressful. But in addition to that, a lot of creditors, have the ability, and some will exercise that right to, take you to court and garnish wages. And that level of that adds an additional stress. Right. And so and not to mention the impact to your credit score. Your credit score is not only about access to capital. Right. It's not just can I get a loan, but it's also can I live in the apartment that I want, or can I get the apartment that I want. Right. And so as we think about, financial health, you know, we think about financial health not just simply do I have money or can I get access to money, but it's also about can I live in a place that allows me the opportunities to improve my, you know, financial well-being, i.e. can I live in a place that's close to work, that reduces my costs of transportation, but that also gives me the opportunity to be my best self at work, which then improves my long-term, you know, financial capability.
Sure. I've even read that there's, you know, a trend at future employers, you know, looking at credit reports and things like that and making, you know, judgment calls about people's situations.
Absolutely.
You know, they don't know the whole story, but, you know, they're based off on a number or a credit profile. They're making some sort of, you know, decision about a person.
Yeah. And that's the, you know, unfortunate nature, right? You know, credit scores tend to be very, you know, they're spot, right? They're at the moment. Yeah. They don't show the trend, you know, and so in that, when we started this company, that was the primary, that was the big sort of insight is that, you know, credit scores, sure, they tell you something, but they don't tell you the full story. They don't provide context. And so to your point, you know, an employer can pick up a credit report and see, you know, a 580 credit score and automatically say, well, that person has bad judgment. Right.
Yep.
And say, you know, or make some form of judgment about you, your abilities based on your financial situation, which they are not privy to the background. They don't know what happened. It's possible that you had a healthcare issue that caused you to, you know, overload your credit cards. And because you had to be out of work for a certain period of time, you didn't have enough money to make those payments. But none of that, you know, shows up on your credit report.
Yep. Yep. Right? It's just a number.
It's just a number. And we treat it as that, right? It's just a number. What we want to know is we want to understand the context. We want to understand the situation. Why are you in this situation? And why are you, you know, and why do you want to change it? Why do you want to improve it? So we want to make sure you are self-selecting, that you are, you know, genuinely looking to rebuild and rebuild your financial health.
Yeah, absolutely. That's such a great point.
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of The Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to The Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
So is your background in the financial industry, or, you know, how did you come to Lend Street?
Yeah, so I am a recovering banker. I worked for a bank on Wall Street during the credit crisis. And during that time, we were doing a lot of work helping major companies restructure their debt, manage through the financial crisis. And I thought that, you know, some of the processes, some of the, you know, ideas that we were promoting to these companies were things that, you know, could be and should be applicable to consumers. And you know, but when you look at the consumer landscape, there weren't sophisticated advisors or providers or products that were focused on consumers in distress. And I just thought there needed to be someone or there needed to be a company that, you know, that was a win-win-win situation that would help the consumer get the relief they're looking for, get the payment relief, debt relief, and start rebuilding their credit, as well as get the creditors, you know, help the creditors recover, you know, some level of that debt that they had extended to the consumer, and reduce their cost of trying to do that collection. But at the same time, create a platform, create a product that investors would find attractive and that's commensurate with the risk, so that they can invest in those individuals who are committed to rebuilding their lives. And so that, you know, the whole concept for Lend Street really started. You know, I started thinking about the idea in 2008 during the financial crisis, and it was based on a project where we helped a major company buy back their own debt. And I just thought, why can't we do the same for consumers?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's a way of using a negative and hopefully turning it into a positive, right?
Exactly right. That's exactly right.
So what kind of is there like an average kind of fee for this to use Lend Street, or how does that work, the pricing behind this?
Yeah. So the way the Lend Street model work is that, you know, we charge an interest rate of about 14.95 to 17.95, and we will charge an origination fee on the loan. We work with partners who will do the negotiation on behalf of the consumer. And really the way, you know, that works is it's a percentage of your debt, but in essence, you kind of look at it as a sharing part of the discount that the creditor is willing to give, right? And so overall, we've been able, you know, on average, we'll get the consumer to, you know, all fees and settlement with the creditor. It's typically about a 65% on average of what you originally owed. You know, 65-70% is about where, you know, the average is, 65-70%, and that gives the consumer now the ability to really rebuild, or they get access to capital to pay it off and rebuild it. But we, our vision, you know, in our view, has always been, you know, while we know for consumers with credit scores that would be considered subprime. Mm. Right? Our average customer has less than 620, 640 credit scores. Right. And if you look at a lot of the companies that are in the space that are promoting debt consolidation, you know, those consumers wouldn't meet their requirements because they're at 640, 660. And then if they were able to even meet those requirements, their interest rates are in the mid to upper 20s. Right. And if you contrast our interest rates relative to what the credit cards typically are, we're fairly, and for the consumer segment we're talking about, we feel very confident that, we provide the lowest interest rate in the market. But part of that is really because we want to make sure that we keep you in a loan that you can get out of. And we structure our loans based on the payment you can make versus, most creditors will say, we're going to give you a loan. It's going to be for 36 months and we need you to pay us $500 a month, right? Well, maybe you can't make 500. Maybe you can make 450 or you can make 425, and we're using that number that you can actually make to back into the term of your loan.
Interesting. Okay. I like that concept, right? Very cool. Yeah. So you get kind of personal with your clients in the right way though.
Exactly right. We want to structure it. We want to structure the loan around your realities, right?
Yeah.
And not anything that not around what we want, but what we think makes sense for you and what, you tell us that makes sense for you. Because I think, we're taking the approach of being a partner. We're not here to tell you what to do. We're here to work with you to think of ways to improve your financial life.
Yeah, I love that. Comes from a good place. So how can listeners find out about Lend Street if they're intrigued?
Yeah, if they're intrigued, our website is www.lendstreet.com. So that's LendStreet.com. So they can go on our site. They can also email us with any questions at info@lendstreet.com. Or they can engage with us on Twitter at Lend Street, LendStreet. And we're, we look forward to having a conversation and figure out ways to help them solve their financial problems.
Awesome, Jerry. Well, this has been fascinating. Even I've learned a little bit about debt settlement here. So I thank you so much for coming on and sharing this. And, I think you've got a great mission. And, I just think it's great that you can turn a negative into a positive like this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, really, we have to start thinking of what, I think as you look at the metrics or the stats in our country, mm-hmm. there, nearly half of all Americans can't come up with $2,000. Look at the amount of debt that's out there. There's about $600 billion of distress consumer debt. We need to start thinking about those consumers, not as, I think there's a tendency to think people are trying to escape their obligations,
right?
And then to try to do everything possible to bash them, to try to get them to repay. And we just don't believe that's the right structure. I think the best way to do it is to actually work with the consumer and figure out the right solution. I think everyone who at one point owed money and was making those payments clearly wanted to make those payments. And so it's not about, we talk about being a country of second chance, and we should create those opportunities in those moments to provide people who are dealing with financial distress a second chance.
All right. So again, this is not a promotion for Lend Street, but I think it's an important conversation to have, especially for people who are dealing with debt. If you're in that situation, if you've been delinquent, if you feel like the tidal wave is consuming you, there are options out there. They're not all alike, and you got to be careful. But I think companies like Lend Street are really trying to do this debt thing, this debt restructuring thing, in a different way, in a place that comes from the heart and really wanting to help strengthen Americans, and our overall financial help. So as always, you can follow me on Twitter at @ShaunaGame, Instagram at @millennial_money. And hey, if you enjoy this podcast, click the link in the show notes and head on over to iTunes to leave us a review.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance, so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
America. We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.